The National Constitution Center announced today that it will award its 2016 Liberty Medal to U.S. Representative John Lewis. Jeffrey Rosen is president of the center. He also serves on the nomination committee for the award.
If there are civil rights icons in America, John Lewis is at the top of the list. He is the last survivor of the so-called Big Six, who were the civil rights leaders, including Martin Luther King Jr., who transformed the meaning of equality in America. It is just extraordinary to have this living embodiment of constitutional equality, and we can't think of a more deserving recipient.
Lewis's leadership included speaking at the March on Washington and heading the march for voting rights from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965. John Lewis recounted that experience to WHYY's Terry Gross on Fresh Air in 2009.
We came to the highest point on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Down below, we saw a sea of blue. Alabama State Troopers.
This march will not continue.
They came toward us, beating us with bullwhips, nightsticks, and releasing the tear gas. I was hit in the head by a state trooper with a nightstick. I thought I saw death. I thought I was going to die.
Rosen says John Lewis is an obvious choice for the award.
The goal is to honor men and women who have spread the blessings of liberty across the globe. And really, it's hard to think of anyone who's done that from a constitutional perspective more than Representative Lewis in terms of his leadership in the civil rights movement.
John Lewis now represents Georgia in Congress. It's a position he's held for nearly three decades. He'll receive the Liberty Medal at the Constitution Center in September.